as I walk through this wicked world, searching for light in the darkness of insanity. I ask myself, is all hope lost? Is there only pain and hatred and misery? And each time I feel like this inside, there's one thing I wanna know. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding?
Good evening, Guelph. Welcome to a very special Royal City Rag. My name is Jan Andrea Hall. It's Tall Tales on Royal City Rag this evening. We're out on location. We can't tell you exactly where we are. It's somewhere in Guelph. Hopefully you'll guess over the next hour exactly where we're coming to you from. But joining me in the studio tonight, we have Saya Van Geest, storyteller, Brad Woods, storyteller, and singer-songwriter Sam Turton. So hopefully you can stay with us for the next hour and enjoy tonight's show. If you want to get contact with us, remember you can contact us via the blog at info@royalcityrag.ca or visit the website at www.royalcityrag.ca.
And where are the strong? And who are the trusted? And where is the harmony, the sweet harmony? 'Cause each time I feel it slipping away, just makes me wanna cry. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Oh yeah. What's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? I said, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? Peace and love and understanding.
Welcome back to Royal City Rag. We're actually on location tonight, out in Guelph. You hear that sounds in the background. It's a very busy place here, but I'm joined by Saya Van Geest, storyteller, Brad Wood, storyteller, and Sam Turton, singer-songwriter. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well.
I'm just really happy to be here. This is a great surprise.
I really didn't think we could pull this off, but to actually get out of the studio, bring all the equipment down so we could actually achieve this is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Is there a prize if anyone can guess where we are? There should be some sort of prize.
There is a prize. Basically, we're going to give, what are we giving, a CD to them, Sam?
Yeah, absolutely.
We're going to give one of Sam's CDs away to the person who works out where we are this evening for this evening's show.
I'll throw a disc in. I want to get my discs out there.
Combo, okay, a disc.
There you go.
This
wow.
is good.
It's getting better.
Great. If somebody really speedy, I could even throw in a copy of the book of the story that inspired this tale tonight.
Whoa, so this is a good deal. So if you can work out where we're coming from this evening, we will let you... Sorry, there's some people just trying to come through here. We will... what we'll do is we will throw in a CD from Sam Turton, a CD from Brad Woods, and a book from Saya Van Geest. Now, if you'd like to get hold of that...
Can I qualify?
Yes, you can qualify.
Even though I know you're calling home. Even though I'm here, because I wouldn't mind that. It's a good prize pack.
Yeah. What you'll need to do is you'll need to email us, because we're not in the studio, unfortunately, so we won't get the message. But what you would need to do is email us at info@royalcityrag.ca after the show and say you've worked out where we are, and I'd like to claim my prize, and we'll arrange to get that to you. So how's everybody doing tonight? Good?
Well, I particularly appreciate that you were able to get my boss to give me a little break, a time out to do this, because, you know, as a senior, I qualify for important jobs at our site.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I was actually, if it hadn't been for the fact that we knew you worked here, we probably wouldn't even have asked.
Okay.
To see if we could actually get here. But it's... I'm just
you
amazed.
Were the inn? That's how it works. She was the inn.
Yeah, she was the inn. I'm just amazed that actually Sam decided he wanted to do this.
Well, people told me that this place had changed, and I just didn't believe them. And but they insisted I come out, and that. Well, I don't want to give too much away, but they used to do chants here, but now apparently they do Buddhist chants in here in the morning. So that really threw me.
I wasn't aware of that.
No, really, seriously. And
it's a trade secret, but I really know, but I couldn't tell you, though. Like.
So that made me think twice, and when I recognized like some of the sales that are going on, like there's like meditation benches. I mean, cheaper than you could imagine. I'm sure a lot of people could be meditating around the world if they could get them at this price. And of course, you can get a real deal if you get if you buy one of the big jars of pickles and
with the bench. Is that what
then
it is?
You get a bench.
That's like our CDs and books. It's the combo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I think they're very much trying to make sure that they attract people based on obviously the deals they can offer and that sort of thing.
The pickle barrel, I think it's called. It's a whole barrel.
Yeah.
It's a jar, but it looks like it's that size.
That's true. Yeah. It's huge. It's over there. Look.
I thought that was a table over there. But now I see it is actually a pickle jar.
It's stunning.
It's been there a wee bit. It's not supposed to be bubbling like that.
So I know it's a little funny being here, and you know, people keep squeezing past me, pushing things, and I find it rather awkward from that point of view. But we are here to do a show. We have about, 25 people standing around just now, taking a breather, I suppose. I think we're going to start off with a song from Sam. This is a Tall Tales show. Tall Tales because we're going to tell stories in spoken word and in music. And you're going to start us off tonight, Sam, aren't you?
Yeah, and it's a connection here with the songs I chose with the day. So this is one that I'm sure you'll all recognize. Day after day, alone on a hill, the man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. And nobody wants to know him. They can see that he's just a fool. And he never gives an answer. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Well on the way, ahead in a cloud, the man of a thousand voices talking perfectly loud. But nobody ever hears him or the sound he appears to make. And he never seems to notice, but the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. Do 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 do. And nobody seems to like him. They can tell what he wants to do. And he never shows his feelings. But the fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round. And round, and he
he never listens to them. He knows that they're the fools. They don't like him. The fool on the hill sees the sun going down, and the eyes in his head see the world spinning round.
That was wonderful. You know, the thing that excited me was the way that everybody stopped. You know, we had to beg to be here tonight. And to be honest, the management at this particular establishment were rather surprised when we came in and mentioned that we were from the campus community radio station and we would like to broadcast live from this location tonight. They were surprised. I remember actually being there when this place opened in Guelph a couple of years ago. And did some recording. Actually, I think I talked to you just after that, didn't I?
After,
yeah.
Yes.
And you were somewhat skeptical at that point.
I indeed was.
Yeah, and I don't know what changed. Do you think it's just because you realized that this place was making an effort to fit in Guelph?
I think the neighbors have had an effect on the sort of the energy and the attitude in the place. It's kind of seeped in from the surrounding, you know, areas. Yeah. Yes.
Now remember, we can't tell you where we are. Unfortunately, part of the agreement with the management that we could be here today was we were not supposed to mention. You can hear some beeping going on in the background here. We're trying to. Unfortunately, the only place that could get us was close to the front of the building. Actually, I think close to the area you work, isn't it, Saya?
It sure is. Yes. Yes. My face. I'm trying to relax it because I do have to do a lot of smiling. Yes.
So, Mr. Make it's it pretty.
It's
charming.
A good look, the forced smile.
Yeah. That's good. So, this is a Tall Tales show. We've all come with Tall Tales. We started off with that's a McCartney song, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It is.
I grew up in a world where there were always Lennon and McCartney, and then suddenly now this is McCartney. No, that one's Lennon.
Right.
So this was a McCartney song.
It's nice hearing it all pared down like that, though. Yeah. Kind of waiting for the whistle and different things going in the background.
Yes,
it's nice
yes,
what you do with your voice, though, to make it work. Yeah. Sounds good.
Well, when you take songs like that and you just strip them down, that's the way that they probably sounded when they were first written.
Totally.
And you get the sense of just the words
and
the structure.
And maybe first recorded before
that's true.
George Martin started adding stuff.
Yeah.
But we're now ready for a story, I think. We have a crowd. Actually, there's about 25 people, amazingly. And, you know, this is... I'm sure you're sitting there at home realizing that this is probably a place of business. So remember, we have a great competition going. CD from Sam Turton, a CD from Brad Woods, and a book from Saya Van Geest from the first person who's going to work out where we are tonight. To win this prize, what you need to do is to send an email to info@royalcityrag.ca. And the first person that gets that prize in will win the prize. The first person that sends the message in saying, I know you're here in Guelph at this particular establishment, you will win tonight's prize. But now it's time for a story, so I'm going to hand it over to Saya. And all of the children, can you... Yeah, just if you just sit down at the front there, that's it. Try not to touch the board. Okay. Why don't we go ahead and do the story?
Thank you, Jan. Now, I did take a little poetic license here. In the true tradition of Tall Tales, this doesn't quite qualify, but considering our setting and considering that we do have that intergenerational audience here, and it's nice to have a story that appeals to all. And I went to search African stories. There's such a wonderful oral tradition, a wide array of wonderful stories that are being brought to light by award-winning authors and artists. And there seemed to be something appropriate about this story. I could feel it in the air walking in this morning. There's a spring. There's spring. You know, I know it's a bit of a breeze, but there is that touch of spring. And you know what spring brings? It's going to bring those mosquitoes. So why do mosquitoes buzz in people's ears? Well, here's the story. I want to love the early morning time the best. You know, that quiet time in between the darkness of the night and the light of the morning. And Iguana would make sure to get to the water hole very, very early, just before Owl hooted to wake the sun. Oh, sure, the cacophony of all those night animals that were still gathered around that water hole was so loud in Iguana's ears, but he knew, there it was, Owl hooting to wake the sun. And that hoot was the signal for all those night animals to scurry home so that the light of the day would not catch them. And that same hoot, why, that was the signal for all the day animals to wipe the sleep out of their eyes. And that's when the hush fell over the water hole, and that was the best time for Iguana. Now, it happened one morning that Mosquito saw Iguana. Oh, Mosquito! Talk. Good morning, Iguana! Shouted Mosquito, much too loud for Iguana's ears. What a day this is going to be! Just see that silly sun peeking over the horizon, and I could tell that sun a thing or two. Oh, moaned Iguana. Oh, I saw such things yesterday, you would not believe, Iguana. I saw farmers digging yams that were almost as big as I am. Oh, how, what is a little mosquito compared to a yam? And Iguana could see. Iguana could see that mosquito was going to talk. And Iguana took two sticks and stuck them in his ears and turned his back on Mosquito and turned his back on Waterhole. And Iguana went back to go home. Now, on the way, he met Python. Every morning, Python and Iguana met each other, and always they gave the friendly greeting. Good morning, Iguana, said Python. But Iguana did not answer, and Python could see the dark look on Iguana's face. Oh, Iguana's angry with me. I have offended Iguana. What have I done? And as Python got closer, he could hear the mumbling and the muttering. Oh, Iguana, or Python, Iguana is planning mischief against me. And what will I do? I must hide. I must hide from this mischief. And Python knew there was not time to go home to his hollow tree. So he looked and looked, and there it was, a hole in the ground. And quickly, Python slithered down in that hole. But that was the home of Rabbit. And Rabbit had just come home. Rabbit had just come home from the water hole. Oh, Python is coming to my home to eat me for breakfast. Oh, and Rabbit was so frightened. Rabbit's hair stood on end. Whiskers and ears trembled. Little tail tucked between his legs. Oh, and that rabbit leaped out of the back door right into the light of the sun. Caw, caw, up in the tree. Why, up in the tree, Crow saw Rabbit. Oh, Crow knew there was danger. There was danger he could see from Rabbit out in the sun. So Crow decided he would cow his loudest alarm voices. Caw, 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 he shouted. Now off in the distance, ooh-ah, Monkey heard it. Ooh-ah, Monkey knew that there was danger from the cries of the crow. Why, I will help. And so Monkey, shouting, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, loudly swung from branch to branch to branch. But Monkey in his haste did not see the branch that had no life. That branch broke when he hung onto that branch. And that branch tumbled end over end. And in its path was the nest of Owl. And that end of one of that stick that hit one of those baby's owls and knocked it into the nest. And by, Mama Owl came home and she found her baby. She found her baby with no life. Oh, Mama Owl was so sad, so sad, so sad. She rocked that baby. Monkey did it, her other babies told her. Monkey did it. Well, the sun traveled across the sky, and the sun went to sleep. And time came that Owl had to hoot to wake the sun. But, oh, Owl could not. Owl was so sad, so sad, so sad. And the darkness went on and on and on, and soon the animals became alarmed. An elephant called a great council, and everyone gathered in a great circle. Owl? 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 Where is Owl? Owl was not in the council circle. So the animals went to get Owl, and Owl came. Oh, and she was still rocking that baby and carrying that baby. And she told them, my babies told me that Monkey did it. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Oh, Monkey came into the circle. Oh, Owl, I did not want to hurt your baby. I wanted to help all the animals. No. I was helping Crow, Caw. I was helping Crow let all the animals know the danger. Crow, come into the circle. Caw, said Crow. Well, it was Rabbit. Oh, you should have seen Rabbit so frightened and out in the light of the day. Well, I was helping all the animals to tell them. Rabbit, come into the circle. It was Python. Python came into my home to eat me after I returned from the water hole. Python into the circle. Oh, said Python, it was Iguana. Iguana was plotting such mischief against me. I've offended Iguana, and I do not even know how. Where is Iguana? Iguana was not in the council circle. So the animals went to get Iguana, and they came back with Iguana with two sticks still in his ears. Oh, Iguana looked so funny, the animals could not help but guffaw and chuckle and chortle. Iguana, asked Elephant when he took those sticks out of his ears, what mischief are you plotting against Python? Me? Plot mischief against Python? No, Python and I are friends. It was Mosquito. Oh, Mosquito talked so loud. And Mosquito talk such silly talk. No, it was Mosquito. Mosquito, come, Mosquito. Where was Mosquito? Why, no one could find Mosquito. But, ah, Mosquito had seen all the goings-on. Mosquito was hiding in the bottom part of a curly leaf. And Mosquito knew that all the animals would be angry with him. All the animals would want to punish her. So Mosquito hid. And to this day, Mosquito is asking the answer. And Mosquito's asking you and I and all of us, are you still angry with me? Are you still angry with me? And we always give Mosquito the same answer, paw, paw, paw. So Mosquito knows, yes, indeed, we are still angry. Now that's the story I've told, and an African tradition will ask you, be it sweet or be it not sweet, you must take it and give it away. You must give it away.
That was amazing. That was really good. The kids at the front of the group were rapt for the whole time. It was fantastic.
I saw that little one rocking too. That always catches them. Isn't that a lovely ending, Brad? Yeah.
You have a great voice.
Oh, thank you.
That's excellent.
Well, I was just noticing that I think with the smock, the blue smock she wears, and everything, she looks. you look perfect, really.
Yeah.
Really,
brings out all the color in your buttons and swag that they provide.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Well, and there's kind of something leafy when I move my arms, isn't there? Yes. Yeah.
Not a flow.
Yes.
You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Guelph's campus community radio station. We're live on location in Guelph. We can't actually tell you where because, unfortunately, the only way we could actually be here tonight is if we promise not to say. But we're hoping that you've got some idea where we are. This is certainly a, I would say that it's, how would you describe it, Sam?
Large.
It's a large, yes, it is a large place in Guelph. It's large. Some people would say that it was perhaps looked a bit like a box.
It's a building. There's a rectangularity to it. That's true.
It's big.
Mm-hmm. Rectangularity? Is that what you said?
Yeah. Rectangularity. Fantastic. Yeah.
But we're here
it's
doing.
Accurate. Yeah, I mean, you're bang
here,
on.
We're here doing Tall Tales. I'm joined by storyteller Saya Van Geest, who we just heard from. We also have storyteller Brad Woods with us, and singer-songwriter Sam Turton. We also have a crowd of people who actually, I've just noticed the manager standing in the corner. Yeah. He doesn't look too happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, like, you know.
He's probably he's pointing at Sam. Is he pointing at Sam? What is that? I don't know what's going on.
Well, I think they're a little surprised that I'm in here.
I didn't actually mention Sam was going to be here tonight. But remember, if you've worked out where we are, and we've got a great prize on offer, a CD from Sam Turton, a CD from Brad Woods, and a book from Saya Van Geest. And if you'd like to win those prizes, all you need to do is email us at info@royalcityrag.ca.
That's easy.
Which sounds a pretty good deal, I would have said. I think we must be ready for another song, Sam.
Sure,
If we just actually, can you just slide back a little bit so Sam can come through? Okay.
All right, just let me get ready here. This is a song by John Prine. And if you don't know who John Prine is, I suggest you find out, because he's, I think, one of the the greatest songwriters, storytellers in song, really.
Actually, I saw that little boy at the front was nodding his head when you mentioned the words John Prine, so.
Well, yeah, it's must you be know, all ages, really, I think. And
I think they do stock his music here, don't they? They now stock your music, I heard.
That's in the works. Yeah. That's definitely in the works.
Which and, is amazing. Which congratulations. Is,
yeah, thanks. You know, I we'll see how it goes. It was kind of some soul searching, but you know, if I can affect social change this way, I'll
and if you can move units.
That's right. Yeah. So okay, here we go. This one's called Everybody. While out sailing on the ocean, while out sailing on the sea, I bumped into the Savior, and he said, pardon me. I said, Jesus, you look tired. And he says, Jesus, so do you. Oh, won't you sit down, son? I got some fat to chew. Everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize or care what they may do, but everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Hey, how you doing? Yeah.
Everybody clap along.
Well, it spoke to me of morality, starvation, pain, and sin. Well, a matter of fact, the whole dang time I only got a few words in. Well, I won't squawk, let them talk. Hell, it's been a long, long time. And any friend that's been turned down is bound to be a friend of mine. Everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Someone to open up their ears and let that trouble through. Now you don't have to sympathize or care what they may do, but everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Now we sat there for an hour or two just eating that gospel pie, when around the bend come a terrible wind and lightning lit the sky. He said, so long, son, I gotta run, I appreciate you listening to me. And I believe I heard him sing these words as he skipped out across the sea. Everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. Someone to open
on,
up their ears and let that trouble through. Yeah, come on. Now you don't have to sympathize or care what they may do, but everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. I said everybody needs somebody that they can talk to. All right.
Wow, look at that. That was everybody was really excited by that. That was wonderful. That was Sam Turton live on Royal City Rag. We're on location tonight. Remember, if you worked out where we are, you can go ahead and send us an email, info@royalcityrag.ca. We have a wonderful prize on offer, a CD from Sam Turton, a CD from Brad Woods, and a book from Saya Van Geest. You're listening to Royal City Rag on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Live local, shop local, be local, oh yeah. CFRU 93.3 FM. This is Guelph musician and community activist Sam Turton, and you're listening to Royal City Rag on CFRU 93.3 FM, Guelph's campus community radio station. And I said, live local, shop local, be local, oh yeah. CFRU 93.3 FM.
I just noticed, did you notice Ben Bennett's at the back there?
Oh my God.
I don't know. You know, I didn't even know he came here.
I don't know if he knows we're here.
Well, I think he was hiding behind those dark glasses. Anyway, we're live on location in Guelph. Remember, if you want to get the prize that's on offer, it's pretty exciting. We have a CD from Sam Turton, a CD from Brad Woods, and a book from Saya Van Geest. That was a wonderful John Prine song by Sam Turton, whose CDs are now available here. Or just about, I think.
Just about. It'd be about a month, and then it will be...
Yeah.
Could be, I think, across Canada.
Yeah, so if you're shopping in the north end of town and you're interested, you know, maybe pop into this establishment.
I do have to make a confession, Jan, that the book, which is, by the way, the print version of Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears, it's a wonderful book, an award-winning book. I did have to go to the bookshelf to buy that because we kind of go into trade paperbacks a little more than, you know, literary books like this. Is that all right to tell you that?
Yeah,
is it okay to mention the bookshelf?
Well...
Yeah,
they happen to have some.
They
copies.
Only said we couldn't mention their name, but okay. There was no problem mentioning the bookshelf.
Oh, okay, good.
The bookshelf.
Yeah. So I think we've come for the point in the evening where Brad gets to tell a story.
Right.
You must be pretty excited about this. It's a huge crowd, and I don't know. You know, do we count the audience as everybody that's milling around
in
this building?
I do, because then I tell people the size of the venue and the audience.
Yeah.
And storytelling's often intimate, right? When last time I was here, it was. Just the three of us. So, you know, there was only two in the audience. So, of course, I would count anybody that's within earshot. Yeah.
Well, I know that the kids are all enjoying it. Right. They're, you know, we've actually started our own creche here today. And I know some of the parents have actually liked the idea that they could drop the kids off sitting in a circle around us, listening to the stories while they wander off.
Are you suggesting this
off.
Could become a regular thing for you?
Well, I don't know, because I know that, you know, we'll talk a little later in the show about how you like to get out in community, but I think this is a great start.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and who knows? You know, it's a...
With all those people glaring at Sam, I can't tell if it's because they like him here. I'm not sure. That's a funny look they're getting.
Well,
they
you know,
it's, back? I
think it's good to make people think.
Yeah.
I think it was the fact he brought... It was the fact he brought the prayer flags in with him that bothered me.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that'll
get them.
That'll
they obviously get them thought. They obviously thought that was funny. You know, you see, who say people don't have a sense of humor? Yeah, it's okay.
I didn't used to have a sense of humor.
Yeah, I'm probably going to have to talk to the manager on the way up, but that's okay. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Royal City Rag on CFIU 93.3 FM. We're live somewhere in Guelph. Can't tell you exactly where. Remember, info@royalcityrag.ca if you want to win the prize for saying where we are. But Brad, you're up.
All right. I was recently asked to tell stories at a Robbie Burns Day event, and I got pretty excited because my father's side of the family is from Kilburnie in Ayrshire, so you don't have to dig very deep to find my Scottish roots. And now I knew a lot of the old tales about bedknocks and brownies and wee folk, but they all have that sort of a mean streak. They're sort of nasty characters in mythology, and I wasn't quite comfortable with it, and that wasn't the story I wanted to tell. But then I came across a description about a character from Celtic mythology known as the Shellycoat. And the Shellycoat is said to live in the highlands in Scotland in amongst rivers and shallow lakes. And it is said to be part fish and part frog and part man. And it is covered, nay festooned, in a thin coat of shells so that you can hear it when it slithers around. Now, according to the legend, the Shellycoat's is not meant to serve nor harm anyone, but rather its whole intention is just to play tricks on you, play with your mind, kind of lead you on a wild goose chase, a bit of a trickster and a prankster, lead you to shallow waters when you want deep and to deep when you want shallow and that kind of thing. And I thought, well, that sounds like more fun. That's the story that I want to tell. And so I went in search of the Shellycoat. And the first thing I did was I turned on my computer and I, you know, checked Yahoo and I Googled it and Wikipedia and all those sort of things. And I must have found 50 sites on Celtic mythology that had references to the Shellycoat, but no stories. And so all of a sudden it hit me that I'm going about this all wrong. I mean, here am I claiming to be a practitioner of the oral tradition and one who sits eye to eye and knee to knee and takes the old stories and passes them down from person to person and generation to generation. This is an art of interaction and communication. I'm not meant to be sitting here alone staring into the screen of my computer, not when I can be out there mingling, being amongst people. And so the first place I went was to Chapters Bookstore, you know, in their big parking lot, through their big doors, through the cafe, where a perky little bookseller in a black vest showed me to their huge selection of mythology, but no Shellycoat. And so the next place I went was Macondo Books, downtown Guelph. For those of you that don't know, at the corner of Carden and Wilson, wonderful little musty, dusty little bookshop stacked to the rafters with secondhand books. But again, no Shelleycoat. So then after that, I made my way around the corner to the bookshelf, which has since become one of my favorite hangouts in Guelph, with the bar and the restaurant and movie theater and everything right there in the same location. But again, no Shelleycoat. However, I did meet a bookseller there who was fascinated with my journey, and he told me that I should get into the Scottish Archival Library at the University of Guelph, where they are said to have the biggest collection of things Scottish outside of the old country. Well, this was very exciting for me because we have a friend, Craig Johnson, who works at the university, who said he would pull any strings necessary to get us into the library. Now, I have a friend named Beer, Dr. Anthony Blackwell Beer, who's very close to and very proud of his Scottish heritage. And we're out walking around in the park one day, and I was telling him about this and about what I was doing and to what lengths I was willing to go and that sort of thing. And, well, he was just laughing at me like I was crazy. As a matter of fact, that's all he does is laugh at me like I'm crazy. Come to think of it, I don't even know if he's really a doctor or not. But anyways, we're in the park, and not 10 feet away from where we were standing talking, there's a couple having a conversation, and the guy in the couple has the most beautiful, broad Scots accent, this really thick, rich brogue. And all of a sudden, it hit me, just like it did with the computer, that I'm wasting my time burying my nose in bookshelves and libraries, especially when there's real, live Scottish people walking around in the park across the street from where I live. And so I went right over to them, and I interrupted their conversation, and I shook him by his hand and introduced myself, and I told him that he'd been sent there, this was a sign that he'd been sent by God, or at least by St. Mungo of Edinburgh. And I said to him, I was very excited, because here's a guy who had walked on the very ground, who had swam in that very water, who had breathed the very air on which these stories originally traveled. And so I said to him, "What can you tell me about the Shelleycoat?" And he looked at me and he said, "Have you checked the internet?" So I was beginning to feel a little bit discouraged and a little bit down, and started wondering, well, maybe this isn't supposed to happen. Maybe I'm not going to find this story. Maybe it's not meant to be. But about a week later, I was driving through Fergus with my brother-in-law, and when I realized everything up there is Scottish. It's the name of the town, the home of the Highland Games, all the shops and streets and everything. And so the next time I had an afternoon to myself, I drove up to Fergus and started asking around. And I asked at the publican's daughter and the Highlander Inn. And I asked at the bookshop and the library and the Copper Kettle, this little Scottish cafe. I even asked the 15-year-old at the drive-thru Tim Hortons. Nothing, 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 nothing. However, the woman at the Copper Kettle told me that I should come back on the weekend when all her Scottish regulars are there, and surely one of them would be able to tell me about the Shelleycoat. And so, about a week later, I convinced Dr. Beer and my brother-in-law to drive up to Fergus with me, and that I would buy them a drink, and we would find out from the true Scots in the area about the Shelleycoat. And the day we were going to go, there was this freak storm, this flash dump of snow that closed Highway 6 between Guelph and Fergus. Well, now I was beginning to think that I wasn't going to get the gig, that this really wasn't going to happen, that I wasn't going to find the story, and that it wasn't meant to be. I was ready to sort of call it a day and pack it in, but they convinced me that we should at least walk downtown to Frugal McDougall's, to the pub that at least has a sort of Scottish name, and see what we can find out down there. And so we walked down to Frugal's, and without realizing it, ordered 3 pints of Irish beer. And a couple minutes later, I went up to the guy behind the bar, and I said, "Listen, is anybody here actually Scottish?" And he said, "I have no idea why." And I said, "Well, I'm looking for some information about," and he stopped me, put up his hand and he stopped me. He said, "If you're looking for information, go to that guy." And he pointed down at the end of the bar, and there's this guy sitting at the end of the bar, and he must have had 11 or 12 guys sitting around him, like listening and telling, hanging on his every word. And so we got our drinks and we went down and we joined the circle of guys, and we kind of pushed our way in, and we were laughing at their jokes and listening to their stories and patting their backs and squeezing the backs of their elbows and that kind of thing, trying to fit in. And after a few minutes, when there was a bit of a lull in the conversation, when I thought the moment was right, I looked at him. I looked him in the eye and I said, "Hey, what can you tell me about the Shelleycoat?" And this guy turns to me and looks at me like he's looking into me, like it was as if he was looking right through me. And I swear, it was like magic the way the words rolled off his tongue. Now, mind you, it didn't make any sense at all. I don't think he had had too much to drink. He was very, very coherent, but they were just, the words were being strung together, words that I'm sure have never been strung together before. As a matter of fact, I think he was making up words right there on the spot that have never been used before. And so while it was highly entertaining, it didn't really help us at all. And so we only stuck around and listened for about 45 or 50 minutes. And then I decided that it was time to go, time to pack it in and call it a day. And to be quite honest, I was really depressed. I was discouraged. I was down because I was going to have to turn down the gig, because now I was convinced, I thought for sure that it wasn't going to happen, that I wasn't going to find the story, that it wasn't meant to be. And so we leave the pub and we're walking home through downtown Guelph along the river there, and then all of a sudden, I could swear I heard... And all of a sudden I saw booksellers pointing me in all kinds of different directions. I saw Dr. Beer laughing at me like I was crazy. I saw a little lady at the Copper Kettle looking at me like I was crazy. All of a sudden I realized I'm looking for a character out of Celtic mythology that doesn't even exist. I'm looking for a character from Celtic mythology whose whole purpose is to lead you on a wild goose chase, to play with your head, to trick you, to fool you. All of a sudden I realized if I want a story about the Shelley coat, I need to look no further than the seat in which I'm sitting. Because I am the modern day muse. I'm the fool. And I am the latest victim of the Shelley coat.
That was wonderful. That was great. That was great. That was great. That was awesome.
You got me.
You got me too. That was perfect.
Can somebody ask about this thing?
Yeah, I don't think
that's... Okay, thanks, Sam.
They don't stop them here, do they?
I think they might.
I did not get this here. And I have one like this. It's a little bit bigger, but there's a percussionist. My brother Greg is using it in Toronto and didn't get it back to me in time. And so... Ron at Guelph Music very graciously let me use this, knowing that it was going to be on CFRU, big supporter of CFRU. And
That's so wonderful. So
Ron down at Guelph Music, I told him. He lent me the rattle for the night. So thanks, Ron.
Ron is listening at Guelph Music. Thanks for that. That was wonderful.
Thanks.
Wonderful.
There's
wonderful
some
story.
Kids there in the audience, just hold it out a little bit. They want to see it. That's really cool. Yeah.
They might want to give it a shake.
Yeah. Well, he's aggressive. That one's aggressive.
Well, that was wonderful. You know, it's I still can't believe that we actually did this. It's funny because when I set this up, I couldn't even tell Sam. I just said that we were planning on going on location for this special show about tall tales, and I knew that if I told him where we're going, he would probably have second thoughts. But you actually have. I mean, I didn't even know that your CDs were here. You know, that just goes to show you think you know somebody. And then you find out their CDs are coming in as well. But you're actually quite enjoying yourself here today, aren't you?
Well, I am. And I started looking at things. If I say what I was about to say, I would give it away. But a part of my dealings with this situation was involved in my background in Zen. And when I looked at it more deeply, I found it hard to really define the line between, you know, good and evil and things that we should approach or not approach, and then I just let things go where they went, and here I am. I think it's kind of a Zen thing, actually.
Well, you know, and I think that it's one of those things that is probably better if you're going to make change from within rather than without. I mean, I think that's part of the reason you chose to work here, isn't it? I know when you finished your job as a librarian, I think you felt that you wanted to continue to be in a situation where you got to meet people a lot, wasn't it, Saya?
Yes, sort of. But, you know, the way the economy's going and so forth, I think a number of people that have taken these jobs, there's a hint of necessity in it. I mean, who else would... I know you admiring this blue color, but the polyester does leave something to be desired, but... there's a bit of that. I mean,
it's really more like a doorman's job, isn't it? I mean, you don't wear a hat and a red coat, but it works the same way.
Right, and they're looking for helpful people, and we know that all librarians and teacher librarians, I mean, that's the intrinsic qualification, isn't it? Warm, friendly.
Yeah,
isn't that
yeah
so?
For sure.
Yes,
yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's right.
something for us all to aspire to, I think. Remember, if you've worked out where we are today, we have a prize on offer. All you need to do is send us a quick email tonight, info@royalcityrag.ca. You're going to get a wonderful CD from Sam Turton, a wonderful CD from Brad Woods, and you're also going to get the version of the story you read, Why Mosquitoes Buzz in People's Ears.
Absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Do you write any of your own stories?
Yes, I do. As a matter of fact, I've submitted stories, just the once.
Like to a publisher or to a journal?
To the Canadian Writers Union. They had a competition, and just on the spur of the moment, it would happen to come across the internet, and just on the spur of the moment, I sent it off. And yes, it's Lizzie Sue and the Dragon.
You know, we brought in the
guy
with...
Is that a clown over there?
He was. Apparently the management were a little...
You never know. So long as they don't get me in that thing.
They were a little worried about when I said that we wanted to do this radio show here, that we maybe didn't have enough entertainment. So I have a friend who's a clown. And they said, could you bring them along as well? So
everybody's got a friend that's a clown.
Yeah.
I don't know. And Si, I think you could do a spoken word, you know, one of those like CDs that people can listen to and you know, when they're driving or whatever. And I'm sure they'd sell it here.
Mm-hmm. They just might, you know that?
Oh, yeah.
It's a great idea.
Yeah. Well, just put them on the shelves, even if they don't know about it. There's always that way.
Yeah, well,
Well, besides.
I've done that at a couple stores with my disc. Yeah.
And you know how it is. If it doesn't sell, if it doesn't, you know, move here, then, it's the creators that then pay the price. It just simply gets sent back.
Yeah.
I'm glad we asked about mentioning the bookshelf because I mentioned a few stores in that story. So I hope that's okay because you made it pretty clear we weren't to mention this name. I don't know if that was for the prizes, for the intrigue, but I mentioned a lot of stores. I hope that's okay.
No, it's okay. It's we could be at the bookshelf. There is a possibility, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully most people will realize that maybe this isn't the bookshelf tonight. Yeah.
Not a lot of blue aprons at the bookshelf.
No. But it's an interesting night. We've been doing Tall Tales on Royal City Rag. I hope you've been enjoying it as much as we have been. Remember, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at info@royalcityrag.ca. Unfortunately, you can't call us today because we aren't in the studio. And I know that the phone lines have been pretty hot down here today because of people calling in and saying how much they were enjoying the show, which is great. It would have been wonderful to be in the studio to talk to these people. But it's time for another song, and the next song, for some reason, is called April Fool. Is that right?
Yeah, and I wrote it 2 days ago for the show.
Oh. You're fooling.
No.
No, I wrote it for the show. And here we go.
Okay, everybody sit down again. Sit down.
Gets higher in the sky. The days are longer than the nights. You never know what I might do, 'cause I'm your April Fool. Lewis Carroll got nothing on me. Invite the March Hare for tea. It's the time for a joke or two, 'cause I'm your April Fool. Even God is a trickster. He gives and he takes. His son left us Easter with the bunnies and the eggs. I love it when you smile out loud, and when you laugh without a sound. I can't help play tricks on you, 'cause I'm your April Fool, 'cause I'm your April Fool.
Nice. I assumed it was like a silly little ditty for April Fools. That's great.
Yeah.
The bunnies are silly.
That's funny. Yeah. Yeah.
I think everybody enjoyed it. That was a beautiful song. That was 2 days ago, especially for the show.
Yeah.
That's great.
Wow. That's great. Even the manager enjoyed that one. He was smiling away there.
Well, I think they want to sell the eggs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, actually,
I see them show. I think he's pointing to the price on the eggs right now.
And those giant chocolate bunnies over there too.
I think that they're. He's been pointing at his wrist, which means that we need to wrap this up. We didn't realize that being here tonight would create such a block around the front of this building. People queuing up with different things. Saya, I think you're probably due to go back to work in a few seconds, are you?
Yeah. Oh, yes, I am.
Yes,
was strictly going to be the hour. That was it. Very generous, but that's
and
it.
And this is probably your lunch break gone then?
Yes, it is. Oh, yes, yeah. I forfeited that, of course.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hopefully you'll get the benefit down the road. And, you know, do you think there's a chance they'll invite us back?
You know, there just might be, especially if they sell those eggs and the chocolate bunnies and stuff. Who knows?
Yeah.
So remember, if you've worked out where we are, email us info@royalcityrag.ca. We've got a wonderful prize on offer, a CD from Sam Turton, a CD from Brad Woods, and a book from Saya Van Geest. It's wonderful. We've had a great fun doing Tall Tales on Royal City Rag tonight. Sam, I think we had one or two events that you wanted to mention. You have several events coming up, don't you?
Yeah, I know that Brad's going to cover one of them that we're doing together. But Friday, it's in 2 days, April 3rd, Catherine Wheatley, a wonderful singer-songwriter, locally but known nationally, a good friend, will be playing at the River Run Center starting at 8 o'clock and bringing me in for a cameo with Tana Sliman and Jane Lewis. So it'll be a really great night. I hope if you haven't thought about going that you do. It'll be a great show. And this Saturday, if you like to brave the wilds of Saturday night downtown Guelph. Jane and I are actually playing in Molly Bloom's and doing a bar gig and playing cover tunes. So if you want to have a pint and listen to Satisfaction and Cecilia or something like that, you never know what we'll pull out. And then Friday, April 17th, very important. Those sing-along fans out there, as a possibility, we'll be starting up the weekly sing-along. And this is at Bon Appetit Restaurant on the corner of Grange and Victoria, the plaza there. And so on Friday, April 17th from 7 to 9, we're going to run it, and so the owner can see what it's like if we pack the place. We'll be back every week.
That's
so
good news that's back up, up and running.
And I think you have a gig taking place in another establishment early next week, isn't that right?
The bookshelf. Have I mentioned the bookshelf yet tonight?
You have.
It's come up.
Another business. I mean, much more local to downtown than the place we're in today.
Yeah, we've been doing for a year now. We've been doing song and story nights, and Sam's been to a couple with me, and this is the finale. So we're going to wrap it up with a great night of songs and stories next Tuesday night from 7 till 9. And we just clear out the magazine section and pile in chairs and drink coffee and sing songs and tell stories. It's quite nice.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll be there to tape it.
Yeah, that would be really neat. Yeah. That would be great.
Could I squeeze in a couple things I forgot?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Jane and I do Rise Up Singing workshops, and there's a few coming up for you. If you're curious, go to the riseupsinging.ca website. There's an 8-week program coming up, co-ed. One to introduce people to singing who are a bit shy. That's April 21st, that's starting. And then I'm doing an introduction to the blues, one-day thing on May 3rd and May 9th, exploring vocal harmony with Jane and Tanis. So if you're interested in getting involved in music and singing, check out the website, riseupsinging.ca.
That's wonderful. The management is giving us another... They're pointing at watches...
I gather you know,
I'm not sure what's going to happen, Saya. You're now 5 minutes over after your lunch break. But it's been wonderful to have you here. I know the store management would appreciate you having back. She does a great job, by the way. You need to keep this person
She's
on.
A keeper.
She's definitely a keeper. Definitely a keeper.
Yeah, she doesn't even only tell you where things are. She tells you stories about it.
About how to get there.
Absolutely. I hope you've enjoyed our evening show. Remember, if you'd like to win the prize, you still have a chance. Email us info@royalcityrag.ca. Tell us where we've been this evening. If you're really smart, what you can do is email us, jump in the car, and you might manage to get down to that place and catch us in the act.
We can sign the CDs.
You could catch us in the act and we can hand over the goodies at the time. So that would be wonderful. Sam's going to let us go. We're going to head over to the BBC fairly shortly, and then we'll be back for the rest of Royal City Rag. No, I would say the rest of Royal City Rag, the rest of CFRU programming. I will actually be sitting here on Saturday. I will be filling in for Alden Hadwin from 7 till 9 in the morning. We're hoping to talk to Susan Ratcliffe about Doors Open Guelph, and hopefully one or two other people will be lined up for that to our stint. It's always fun to be in on a Saturday morning. And I will see you back next Wednesday. We have the Culture Vultures in town. Unfortunately, we're going to be back in the studio. It's not as expansive as being in this large open space, although it's a little quieter. There's not so much beeping going on, and you know, that I find challenging. You must find it hard all day, don't you?
Yes. A nice cup of tea and some headsets. listening, of course,
with
to
good,
your music.
Stories.
So we'll let you go. Keep it tuned to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph. Remember to visit the website. We have taken some pictures. We'll pop a picture or two up on the website of our day out. So hopefully you'll get to see that. And we'll put the audio up from this show, as with all other shows. We'll see you next week. Keep it tuned, CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.